time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Judy Bishop. She is a local. She's over in Emory County, but she has really kind of taken under her wing to do things for Make-A-Wish. Now, the great thing about Make-A-Wish in Utah alone, any money that is raised in Utah stays in Utah. That is the great thing. So we're going to talk with her about a fundraiser locally that they had. They had some big winners and gave some stuff away. And then if you're interested in Make-A-Wish, what you could do to help them out. And it's year-round. It doesn't just necessarily have to be the holidays. It can be any time of year. Judy, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure for me and a joy to work with you guys at the radio station. You're awesome.
Well, you know, it's not pie auction time yet, but it's getting close, right?
Exactly. We've got 6 months and we're on that again.
That's very, very true. Now, you touched base with me to wanted to talk about this because you kind of said that you are, I guess, should we call you the ambassador for the Carbon County and Emory County area for Make-A-Wish?
Yes, and I'm also a wish granter for our area.
So if you know, and we'll get into that, if what to do if you have somebody that you think would benefit from Make-A-Wish. But let's talk for a moment before we get into everything about Make-A-Wish and the program itself. So I'm going to let you kind of take it away.
All right. Make-A-Wish, we get referrals for kids that have non-threatening life diseases. Also, life-threatening diseases. When we get those referrals from Primary Children's Hospital, from a family member, from a family friend, they refer it to, and then we have a group of people that sit down and make a list of all these kids that we've been given the names to. Right now, we're working on 238 children with diseases in the state of Utah that are wishing for wishes.
And that, like you said, that is just in the state of Utah. And you decided to do this fundraiser locally because you were hearing about the fact that a lot of the Make-A-Wish kids that are here local that have wishes granted, the funding mostly comes from Salt Lake because they haven't really had anything going on here in our area locally, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, I know the people in our area because of other volunteer work that I've done and fundraisers I've done. And so I thought, you know, we have a lot of kids that are benefiting from our Wish Make-A-Wish program. And I think that it would be nice if we had some people that would donate some money and have fundraisers and help us to make these kids' wishes come true.
And that's kind of where this all stemmed from. Over the weekend, you had a big, you know, a fundraiser and a drawing, and people walked away with some. So I'm going to let you talk about that for just a moment. Let everybody know, you know, you wanted to say who the winners were and then also, you know, how much you raised just alone.
Well, let's start with Brinley Pitchforth had been one of my wish kids in Emory County. Her grandmother used to be one of our Emory County commissioners. And Lori called me and said that she had a granddaughter, Brinley's sister, Haven, that wanted to do a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. So I coordinated with the office and got permission to do it. And we put together this awesome, awesome fundraiser. We did two Christmas trees, one at Main Street Market in Farron and one at Hometown Market in Huntington. People could purchase a ticket on it, or there was no purchase necessary. And our two wonderful organizations, Hometown and Main Street, they donated two $25 gift certificates from their stores. So we had $100 from each store donated there. Plus, then we had our drawing, and the girl stood out in the cold and sold hot chocolate and cookies prior to our drawings at both locations. And we very happily had our drawing on Saturday and had Judd Beagley and Lisa Scovel were our tree winners. And Hometown Market winners for their $25 gift certificates were Sabrina Ungerman and Melissa Erickson. Main Street was Cindy Brewer and Gail Yule. And I'm very happy to say we raised $800.
And you were telling me in just a very small period of time, wasn't it?
Yes, we started the day after Thanksgiving decorating these trees and held the drawing on the 10th of December. So that was a very short span to be able to raise that kind of money. But then that's our people in Carbon and Emery County.
It truly is. You know, whenever something needs to get accomplished, all you've got to do is ask. Isn't that how it goes usually?
Yes, it is. And you know, Dave, one thing that has been really surprising with me is somebody will say, Judy, what are you doing now? And I tell them I'm still with ACS, but I'm also with Make-A-Wish Foundation of Utah. And they say, what's that? And I explain it to them. And I'm amazed how many people were really not aware of how the Make-A-Wish Foundation really worked. Spencer, our darling Spencer, was a wish child. And we've had so many others. And so to me, okay, I have a mouth. They used to call me the mouth of the South. So I thought, why not get the word out there so that maybe we can raise some money to help with some of our other kids from our areas that are very much in need of having a smile put on their faces.
Most definitely. And we were talking about the fact that, you know what, this isn't something that you can just, you need to worry about during the holiday season. You can do this year round. So if somebody is interested in making a donation to Make-A-Wish, what do they need to do? Can they contact you? And, you know, do you have to give it to, as you said, you know, they're based out of Salt Lake, but all the money that's raised stays in the state of Utah.
Exactly. Every child that is on our Make-A-Wish list right at this point, the money to send them on their wish or grant their wish is from the state of Utah.
So if anybody wants to give money to Make-A-Wish, what do they need to do, Judy?
They could contact our office in Salt Lake at 801-262-9474. Or they can get a hold of me at 749-0381, area code 435, of course. Or they can send their donation to Make-A-Wish of Utah, 771 East Winchester, Murray, Utah, 84107. And it can really put icing on the cake for anybody that wanted to. Get a hold of me, and I'll make arrangements for you to go see the Wish House. And let me tell you, that is one of the most magical places that we have in the state of Utah.
Once again, we're speaking with Judy Bishop of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. She's a wish granter here, and they just had a big fundraiser. But you know what? You can give money to Make-A-Wish any time of year. I know a lot of people during the holidays look for places to do that, and Make-A-Wish is a great place to start as well. Judy, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there in not just our area, but the whole state of Utah.
All right. Once again, we were speaking with Judy Bishop, talking about the Make-A-Wish Foundation here in our area and statewide. Now, once again, if you're interested in interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.